be here, so we could now begin with a general introduction to the Kayetzman and Perek HaRoa and Birchos Shavach Vehoda. So just to take a little bit of a bird's eye view, like a Shas perspective here, as you saw in the Makoros, what I wanted to try to consider was the role of Birchos Shavach Vehoda within the general scheme of Hilchos Brachos, how they function in Hilchos Brachos. You know, is it just, you know, sort of a category? You have Birchos HaMitzvah, and you have Birchos HaNenin, and you have Birchos Shavach Vehodaya, and they represent sort of a category as other categories are. Are they fundamentally different as a category? Or perhaps, you know, the most ambitious perspective, which we'll try to develop, is that Birchos Shavach Vehodaya are actually maybe the paradigmatic form of Brachos. So before, you know, we get to the local material, what would the best evidence be that Birchos Shavach Vehodaya are actually the paradigmatic category of Brachos? Yenison, go ahead.
I mean, the one that by that direct that we know that Brachos is a Brachos Shavach Vehodaya, which is Brachos Amazing.
Ah, okay.
As you could say, also, Kavish does Ramban, both Brachos Vehodaya as well.
Ah, okay, very good. So you hit two very critical points. Right, so that it would appear that brachos midaraisa really do take on, right, the category, or fit into the category, more aptly said, of birchos shavach vehodaya. Now, those terms, as I alluded to before, are not entirely the same. They're overlapping, but hoda'a, right, implies a particular debt, right, and being modef or some bracha, some matana, something that was given to you. And shevach could be a little bit more impersonal, right? I could, you know, give shevach, you know, to the Empire State Building and say that's a, you know, imposing and remarkable structure if I don't have any relationship to it. That's shevach, that's not hodaya. So, you know, in the, you know, context of our discussion, you know, one could give shevach to the melech, malchei hamlochim, but to give hoda'ah would probably be a fundamentally more personal kind of experience. So Yenison, you've gotten the ball rolling with a very important heyara, that l'chol adeos birchas hamazon is a din d'oraisa. I think we have to go a little bit deeper than that and to see sort of like, well, what is it getting yet? What is birchas hamazon ba'ofi? I think you probably started to see that in the Makoros. Whether or not we get there inside today, I just want to lay the groundwork. And then Yenison certainly jumped very far ahead, but again, based on insider knowledge of Daf Chaf Aleph and previous sugyos going back to the beginning of the year, that Birchas HaTorah, also Lashitas HaRamban, right, function in that very same way as well. That is to say that, you know, that Birchas HaTorah are also part of the category of Shavach Vehoda'a, and maybe more one than the other, as we'll go back over that text. And if that's true, right, then all of the Derabanans are going to exist in the shadow of the Doraisas. So Birchos Shavach Vehoda'a then wouldn't just be a category of Brachos, or even a unique category of Brachos amongst Birchos HaMitzvah and Birchos HaNanin, but Birchos Shavach Vehoda'a would be the paradigmatic Brachos. Okay, so that's going to be a proposition or a premise that we'll have to try to defend. So Yenison, that was very well said. Levi, why don't you jump right in here?
I just wanted to say, based on earlier sugyos also, where we saw in Rambam, we talked about the three types of brachos. The first type of bracha he talks about is Birchos HaNenin, and then he bases Birchos HaMitzvah off of that. When in terms of the Kishem and Kaf, the Kishem is the basis is the Birchos HaNenin.
Right, very true. But even before the Rambam gets to Birchos HaNenin, what does the Rambam first deal with? You know, as one would expect, even before he gets to Birchos HaNenin, those are a divrei sofrim extension of what.
Oh, Birchas Hamazon?
Exactly, of the Birchas Shavach Vehodaya, ve'achalta ve'savata ve'rachtas Hashem Elokecha al ha'oretz ha'tova asher nasan lach. Okay, so we'll have to take a look at some of those psukim in context. Now, this is something that's going to emerge, you know, from a very careful analysis of the Rishonim, but hopefully you already picked up on this in the psukim themselves. So, you know, when the psukim present, and we'll hopefully take a look inside in just a moment, this paradigmatic bracha of Birkas HaMazon, so it seems like the psukim are trying to get at what the mahus, what the essential mechayev of the bracha really is. So again, we could stop, you know, by saying, well, what do you mean? The essential mechayev is to give hodah. And I think that's satisfactory, but we might even be able to do a little bit better than that. So did anybody have an impression from the psukim, Shimi, about maybe if we could go a little bit deeper than that?
It seems to me that not only is it about thanking Hashem for the land, it's specifically thanking Hashem for the land so that we remember that he, where we came from, that he was the one who brought us out from Mitzrayim. He made us where we are today, and that way we don't,
Okay, so you said it very, very, very well, Shimi. You hit the two terms that I was looking for, which are deeply related. Zechira, Zechiras Habore. I'm obviously here citing from
the Ritva.
Okay, very good. The Rambam has the same lashon as well. Kedei Lizkor Es Habore Tamid, right? And Shimi, you hit the nail on the head on the dangers of Shichachas Hashem. Hisham Relecha Pentishkach Es Hashem, and that appears in two different places in Sefer Dvarim, and you saw the affiliated Ramban as well, Hamotzi Acham Eretz Mitzrayim Beis Avadim, and then in the context of Shmiras Chukim and Mishpatim as well. So it would seem, again, that of course the Mechayev is Hoda'ah Lakel, in the context of, you know, ve'achalta ve'savata ve'rachta shem lokech la'aretz ha'tova asher nasan lach. It's interesting to ask, is it the hoda'ah, you know, on the particular achila, on the maisa achila? Is it a hoda'ah, as the pasuk seems to suggest more broadly, on the land which enabled that, right? That's two different orientations. You saw the Ramban, I assume, in your Hachana, where the Ramban tries to say, arguably both, right? It's actually both of those dinim. See it inside. So that's one level. But it might be that the meta level here, the deeper and broader point, is that the Mechayev of being Mode Lokel is a broader awareness, an aspiration towards Zechiras Habore, and of course, a renunciation of Shechachas Habore, and that can be expressed in multiple ways. So, if indeed it's the case that the reason that the Torah instituted brachos to acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that the Torah isn't just interested in that minei uvei. Yes, it's important to say thank you when, you know, somebody, you know, provided you nourishment. I think we could all agree to that. But that the Torah, let's say, had broader horizons. And maybe the reason the Torah thought it was so important for you to acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he gives you something particular is that the Torah put enormous value on awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in general. And that one should live in a state of constant awareness of divine presence, right? Of Shivisi Hashem, Lenegdi Samid. In which case, it's not just, you know, a local mechayev, uveirachta Hashem Elokecha la'aretz ha'tova asher nasan lach, but should and would be framed in the context of Hisham Elokecha pentishkach es Hashem. Now, Hisham Elokecha pentishkach es Hashem also could be analyzed from one of two perspectives. Ephraim, what am I driving at? When we say Hisham Elokecha pentishkach es Hashem, might mean either you'll forget Hashem and X, or if you'll forget Hashem and Y?
It could mean either you'll forget Hashem and you'll go off and do something bad, and you're going to violate the mitzvot,
or it could be that in and of itself, forgetting Hashem is what we're trying to avoid.
Ah, okay, very good. So just, let's get the Reisha and the Seifa of Divrei Ephraim over here. So in the Reisha, you know, something bad would probably most likely be Ephraim. What? If you forgot Hashem, right, in the context of the Torah, that means Avodah Zarah, right?
Yeah.
But what Ephraim is pointing to, I think very profoundly, and we'll see there are two different psukim, okay, that relate to this point, right, that, there's something which is repugnant about Shichachas Hashem bichlal, right, as a general matter, it's bad, right? So even if a person wouldn't go off and, worship Baal or Chemosh, or, perform acts of Molech or, Dagon, or pick your poison, exactly, right? The very idea of living in a state of a lack of awareness of Shichas Hashem would itself be problematic, right? That a person should be aware to the Metzias Habore around him, even if it wasn't, replaced with a noxious presence. So Ephraim, I think that's absolutely correct. Okay, so let's take a look at least today. Let's get this inside now, in terms of the very first set of psukim that we have, in terms of Parshas Ekev. You have it in your Makoros. I hope everybody got access to those, no problem. Okay. So, David, if you don't mind, just taking us through the psukim in Parshas Ekev, and you'll see that a lot of the work that we did outside is very, very much present.
Eretz chita zora v'gefen utena v'rimon eretz zeit shemen u'dvash eretz asher lo b'mis keinut tochal b'lechem lo tefzar kol ba eretz asher abeneha v'arzel u'me harareha tafzov nechoshat v'achal tevizvat derach et ha-shem l'kecha al haretz ha-tov ha-shiron tanlach ha-shem l'cha pindishkach et ha-shem l'kecha l'vilti shimur mitzvotav u'mishpatav v'chukotav asher anochi mitzavecha hayom Pentocha v'savato v'atim tovim tivnevi yashavta v'karcha v'tzoncha yir biyun v'chesef hizav yir belach v'chol asher lecha yir beh v'ram levavecha v'shachachta t'ashem alakecha m'otziyacha meretz amitraim mi'beit avadim hamalich achab amidbar ha'gadol v'hanara nachash saraf v'akrav v'tzima on asher in mayim hamotzi lecha mayim mitzor ha'chalamish Hamachil cha man pamidbar asher lo yaduna avotecha leman anotcha leman nasotecha lehitivcha b'achritecha v'amarta bilvavecha kochi v'yotzim yadi asali et hachayil hazeh v'zacharta et hashem alkecha ki hu anotin lecha koach lasot chayil leman hakim et brito asher nishba l'avotecha kayom hazeh.
Okay, excellent. So in the context of, this is obviously the makor, midoraisa, right, for the mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon, V'rach Shemokech L'Aretz HaTov Asher Nasan Lach, and it's formulated within the broader question of Shichachas Hashem and Zechiras Hashem. So the evil here is V'shachachta, right, Pentochal V'savata, right, the Sviya that you have, and that relates back to then V'achalta V'savata U'V'rachta, right? But if you don't, right, Pentochal V'savata, if you have Sviya, and they don't have an attribution to Kadosh Baruch Hu, then you have to be very careful. Hisham lecha pentishkach es Hashem. You have to be careful that you don't then forget Hashem. So that use, the second use of the term sviya, not followed by the bracha, seems to lead directly towards shichachas habore, right? And instead, the Torah says, right, sur meira from shichachas habore vaasei tov. The parashia concludes with Zacharta Hashem Elokecha, Zacharta Hashem Elokecha, 1 second, get up again. Kihu anosin lecha koach lasos chayil, lemana kimes briso asher nishba lavosecha, kayom hazeh. So again, we have a direct contrast, ve'achalta v'savata uveirachta. The context for that mitzvah d'oraisa is pentochal v'savata, and instead of giving the bracha, V'ram levavecha, gaiva, v'shachachta Hashem lokech. According to some of the Midrash Halacha, this, by the way, is the makor for the Isser gaiva, not levil tu yirum levavo me'achav. which is very fascinating. And so rather, v'zachar z'shem lokecha ki anosin l'cha koach la'aso schayil. But here, to return to the chakira that Ephraim and I were developing a second ago, here the shichachas Hashem is not linked with what? In the psukim? Contra v'eschanan?
But it's not linked with the Avodah Zarah.
What is it linked with, actually? Not Avodah Zarah, but Shimi? Okay, well, right, okay, there's that Yitzias Mitzrayim is a very important part of this story, but Eitan, what's it linked with? In other words, Shichachas Hashem. Oh, very good. Not Avodah Zarah, but Avodas Atzmicha. Right? Self worship. So that's why the Vizacharta Hashem Elokecha, Kihu Anosin Lecha Koach, Lasos Chayil is so perfectly calibrated. Right? That the idea here is that Shichachas Hashem can lead, as Ephraim said, to Avodah Zarah, that you forget a Kadosh Baruch Hu when you direct your sense of worship outwardly to somebody else. Or, inevitably, Shichachas Hashem can lead to a form of self-worship or self-glorification. So it seems like, from the Psukim themselves, the mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon, the paradigm of a Birchas Shevach V'Hodaya, is much more than just an isolated mitzvah saseh. But it actually taps into a broader consciousness. The consciousness of an Oved Hashem, or the consciousness of a Shocheach Hashem. Okay? And again, Shichas Hashem in one of two ways. When we see the Psukim tomorrow, God willing, in Vos Chanan, after we finish analyzing these Psukim, what we'll see is that Parsha seems to deal with Shichas Hashem from the opposite perspective, from what Ephraim was alluding to, Shichas Hashem, which can be Gorem Avodah Zarah. Okay, so just to review, what we tried to establish is that Birchos Shevach V'Hodaya arguably aren't just a category of Brachos alongside Birchos Hananin and Birchos HaMitzvah, and not just a unique category in the sense that they add something to the total picture, but maybe they're even the paradigmatic Bracha. And the paradigmatic bracha, perhaps we suggested, because they relate in the broadest terms to a very fundamental theme. And that theme being Zechiras HaBore, to use the language of the Rambam, and Ilan reminds us of the Ritva as well, in the context of Birchas HaMitzvah, interestingly, and the anathema of Shichachas Hashem. That a bracha is what allows us, it's the mechanism by which the Torah ensures that we won't become self-worshipping agents or Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Obviously, the former is probably the greater threat, Bizman Hazeh. There aren't too many people running around, I can't speak to everybody, with Baal and Kamosh and Dagon, too proudly displayed in their windows, as opposed to Ezra's grandparents and their Dalit Kosos, displayed very prominently. But there are plenty of self-worshippers out there. Okay, so let's hold it up there. This is a good hakdama. Let's get into two questions, and then we'll move on to Shemona Prakim for those who are able to stay, and then we'll, take a look at the opening of Perek HaBroah in Bikias. Okay.